It's 51 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. By the way, this is also 92.7 Classical HQR, our new, more powerful station. My guests today are David Loudermilk and Katie Deese. David is the co-director of American Idiot, a new musical put on by Thalian Association, and Katie Deese is the musical director. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Gina.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Now, this musical is new. It's just a couple years old. It's based on the, quote, rock opera by Green Day. Mm-hmm. And this is the Wilmington premiere. I'd say I don't know anyone who's seen it ever before. I mean, I'm sure I have friends like in New York and San Francisco and stuff like that who've seen it. But I don't have any friends here who have. David, give us an overview. Give us an introduction. What is this musical about?
Sure. It's based on the Green Day album, American Idiot. The storyline follows three young men and their search in a post-9/11 world. Kind of what it's like with all of the politics, and you know, it's the American dream just told from a younger generation. One of them goes off and gets wrapped up in some drug use. One of them joins the military, and one gets stuck at home due to a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. If you were to compare this to any or make any draw any lines between this and any of the musicals that we're very familiar with, what musicals might you?
The thing that I have said is for some of our audience that this might not appeal to them, to remember Jesus Christ Superstar when it first came out, Tommy, mm-hmm. Hair. The storyline's not the same, but you know, that concept of when you first hear rock opera or rock musical, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, I don't want to go see that. But you know, remember what that was like, and then you see it and you're like, oh, this is important. It is, you know, groundbreaking. I think that's what I would say as far as the rock aspect of it. As far as the storyline, it's, you know, it's the age old American dream. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do to survive in this world? And what's the meaning of life?
Now, speaking of the rock opera aspect of it, let's talk to Katie about this. Tell me about the music.
The music is incredibly well written. It is, you know, for our audience members who may hear Green Day or punk rock or rock opera and think that, again, that's not for them. It's very cohesive. It's very well written and arranged in such a way that there are themes throughout that just really play on the emotions that are being conveyed. And you can jump from one minute, yes, from a hard rock feel to a very heartfelt acoustic ballad and then back again, and it's really beautifully done and tells the story just seamlessly.
Now, and Katie, you have said that you listen to 92.7. You're a classical music listener.
I am.
And you love the music.
I do. I really, and I joke that I turn on 92.7 when I get in the car after rehearsal because I need to soothe myself. But it really, the more I listen to both, the more I hear that there are so many similarities in the way that they, you know, are constructed. It's pretty incredible.
You know, I do believe we construct barriers between musical styles.
I do.
It's all really a flow.
Mm-hmm.
So now, David, you were talking about the spectacle of the show. And so part of it is the way that the story is being told about these post-9/11. And it's based on three young men.
Yes.
What is that? What kind of spectacle is it?
Sure. So a lot of it has to deal with social media, and so we have three projections, all of them flashing images at all times, a lot of images that people are familiar with, some newer images that they might not be familiar with. We have, you know, in the Broadway production, there was some flying aspect. We don't have that, so we had to, you know, figure out how we could convey that storyline, and it's, you'll have to see. I don't want to give that part
creatively
away.
But
yeah, and so, I mean, there's just constantly, and then the lights, which, you know, can tell a story in theater and should tell a story, it borderlines between a rock concert and a musical theater performance. And I think that Jackie Booth has done a wonderful job with that.
So Jackie Booth is your lighting designer.
She is, yeah.
And who's doing your music? Yeah, that's right. Katie Deese.
That's me. Well, me and our terrific band. We have a 7-piece band, including me, which includes what you would expect from punk rock with your bass and drums and guitar and keyboards. And then we also have a 3-piece string trio joining us, violin, viola, and cello, which adds a whole other dimension to it. It's really special.
That sounds very lovely. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with David Loudermilk and Katie Deese. David Loudermilk is the co-director, and Katie Deese is the music director of the Wilmington premiere production of American Idiot by Thalian Association. It opens this Thursday, mm-hmm. and showtime is 7:30, uh-huh. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sundays, and it goes for 2 weeks.
Correct.
And has this even played in North Carolina? I guess maybe Raleigh or...
The national tour has.
Okay.
They won't officially let us say it, but we are the North Carolina Community Theater premiere of it.
But we're not going to say that.
But we're not going to say that.
Congratulations. Now, in terms of the relevance of this show for people watching now and for this election season, what does it say to us now?
I think the biggest thing that I would probably relate to, and it didn't hit me until I was reviewing some of the lyrics from Holiday, but they talk about, you know, when this was written 10 years ago, bombing the Eiffel Tower, which just happened to us. And, you know, it's like, it's crazy that those things are happening now, and, you know, all of the fights between the politicians, and then where does the younger generation's voice come into this? Because, you know, they are the future of America, and their voice needs to be heard. And it's sometimes always not heard the way that it might need to be heard. And so I think this is a great opportunity for that.
I would agree. And as much as the title is American Idiot, the very first lyrics that are sung are "Don't want to be an American Idiot." So it's about them trying to not get sucked into everything that's being thrust at them and let them kind of make up their own mind and find their own way. It leaves you thinking.
That's interesting, especially, you know, the what keeps kind of sticking in my mind is the projections of social media, that social media environment. Mm-hmm. It's a totally new world.
It is.
Thank you so much, David Loudermilk and Katie Deese, for joining us today to talk about American Idiot opening on Thursday night at Thalian Hall. And thank you for joining us. It's 12:06.